A few more points in Ilchot Tevilat Kelim. The question was raised, Haim mutar le'aniach mishloach manot bikli hagasha lo tavul. This happens all the time. People send mishloach manot to people in a nice kind of a vessel, of a utensil, and it wasn't put in the mikveh, and it's made from material that requires a mikveh. So how do we regard that? What do we do? The halacha is, kol zman she'akli lo igia la'be'alim she'bishvilo nikna, hare hu nechshav l'kli schora she'niftar mitvila. As long as that particular vessel did not reach the owner who is the ultimate destination of that vessel, it's not meant for the owner of the store. It's not even meant for the one who bought the mishloach manot in the store, because he bought it to give it to someone else. So as long as it didn't reach its destination by the home of that person who he has the intention to give it to, that kli has a status of kli schora, a kli that is only for the purpose of transaction, for the purpose of merchandise, of business, which is patur from tvila. Like we explained before, some even say, we said, that a clay seuda of a mis'ada, of a restaurant, is patur. Some say, we said, why? Because it's also not for the purpose of the owner, for him to use for achila ushtiya. It's for the purpose of bringing customers and bringing parnasa. And that's why some say it doesn't require tevila. Although we saw Rabbi Ovadia Yosef said it's better to be machmir and to do it. But there is such an opinion. In this case, it's for sure only for the purpose of schora until it reaches its final destination. So at that point, it is still patur from tvila. Sha'are mocher sheitbil et hakelim al menat shelo yikashlu hakonim veyochlu bekelim bli tvila lo alta lahem tvila. Let's say a person who has a store where he sells pots and pans and all kinds of kelim. And he fears that the people who he sells to, they're not going to do tvila. So he says to himself, you know what? Before I sell anything, I'm going to do tvila to all these kelim, and then they're going to be able to use it because it already went to the mikveh. It's not how it goes. That is a very easy mistake for people to make, because the one who is mechuyav in tvila is the one who is actually buying them for his own usage. So if the mocher, if the seller, if the owner of the store is going to do tevila, lo al talahem tevila. That's not a tevila that is yotze. Utzrichim akonim lachzor ulehatbil et hakelim. Those who buy it have to do tevila again. Although they have to do tevila again, they won't say a bracha. It's lehatbilam belo bracha, Rav Ovadia writes in Yabia Omer Chelek Zayin, because there is a machloket. There is an opinion that says that if a person did tevilah for someone, he is yotze, it's not lehalacha. So when it comes to the bracha, we say you don't repeat the bracha, but tevilah they're going to have to do. You still didn't buy it for yourself. You're not going to be eating out of it or preserving food in it. So it's the same thing. And that's why he says, Mimela lenidon shelanu, kevan she'ani kone et hamagash letzorech mishloach manot le'adam acher. He's talking even a case that you bought the platter or the bowl or whatever it is. You bought it to your home in order to fill it up with food to give to your friend. In that case, he's allowed to use it because he's not buying it for himself. It's still patur from tevila. Ala mekabel, it's on the receiver's responsibility. Chala chovat tevila kasher yirtzel ishtamesh bakli when he wants to use it. V'yesh leodia azot la mekabel shetzarich tevila. It should be made known. Unless everybody knows that already, it should be made known to the one who is receiving it. You know, I did not take it to the mikveh. Even if I would take it, it wouldn't help. You're the one who has to take it to the mikveh. And he reminds him to do. I'm sure that many people forget this. It's something that's very easy to slip away from people's attention. And that's why it's important to learn this. לאור האמור יש ללמוד שהקונה כלי סעודה על מנת לתת אותם במתנה. So in general, we could learn from this. If you buy a gift for your friend, you know, for the wedding or whatever it is, you know, engagement, you buy a nice bowl, a salad bowl or a crystal bowl, whatever it is, לא ידביל את הכלים. Don't do him the favor, quote unquote, of taking the kli to the mikveh, אלא אם כן מינהו שליח. Unless he appointed you, the shaliach, I know you're giving me this and this gift, can you do me a favor? Can you please, do on my behalf, take it to the mikveh? Oh, שלוחו של אדם, כמותו, במקום שיש חשש למכשול, ברור לו שהמקבל ישתמש בכלי ללא תבילה, יטביל בלא ברכה ויש אומרים שיברך. So that's why some say, let's say you know this person is not going to take it to the mikveh, so give him a call and say, listen, I'm taking it to the mikveh for you, that's my gift to you, you're doing on his behalf, then you can even say the bracha when you do the tevila. Another offshoot of this halakha, מי שיתביל כלים של חברו ללא רשותו, let's say you went into someone's house, and you took his kelim, you know that he did not do tevila, and you take it, you know, you're a tzaddik, you want to be mezakeh your friend, and you take it without telling him, you take it to the mikveh and you do tevila. או בן שחזר בתשובה, והתביל את כלי הוריו ללא ידיעתם. A son who did tshuva, and his parents did not do tevilat kelim, he takes the kelim without asking them, and he goes to the mikveh. Alta lahem tevila, the halakha is that the tevila works. Oh, I was not expecting that. That's a surprise. That's a surprise. Let's read it again with a different nigun. With a different nigun. That's why you have to look over before you, you know. Mi sheitbil kelim shel chavero lelo reshuto. Someone who did tvilat for his... okay. I understand the reason. Mi sheitbil kelim shel chavero lelo reshuto. Someone who took someone else's kli without permission because he knows that he's not doing tvilat kelim. It's already in the ownership of the one who is using it. You just want to do the mitzvah for him. Now, he didn't make you a shaliach. Before we mentioned that you have to make him a shaliach. But there is a rule, rabotai, in the halakha. By the way, this applies to mechirat chametz as well. Zachin lo le'adam shelo befanav. The Gemara in Masechet Bamitzia says, zchiyah mitam shlichut. That when you do something for a friend, which is a zechut, so then, it's mitam shlichut. You are like his shaliach. Even if he's not present, even if you didn't ask him for his permission, but it's something that he benefits from it. Now again, bear in mind, he's benefiting from it because it's already in his ownership. Before what we were talking about, before it came to his ownership, you already did the tvila. That's not zachin. You didn't do the mitzvah for him. He's going to have to do it again. But over here, he already owns the keli. But you know that he didn't do the tvila. And if you tell him to do it, you know he's not going to do it. So what do? You take his bowl, or whatever it is. You take it without his permission, and you take it to the mikveh. The halakha of zachin lo le'adam, shelo befanav, works mita'am shlichut. It's like you are his shaliach, because we believe that deep down, every person, nichale le'inish le'me bad mitzvah, you know, a person is happy that a mitzvah should be done for him. As much as he cries, chai v'kayam, it doesn't matter. It's still called a zechut, and that's why alta lahem tevila. That's why in this case the tevila works. As afilu she'asita belo yediatam, like an example. As aval haikar sheze kvar birshutam bebealutam, mimela it is yotze. Yes, it has to be his. Mm-hmm. So you...
I'm giving it to him, knowing that it's his already. I already did it. Does he have to know that it's his already, or is it my kavana? If I'm giving something in my kavana, it's his. It's already...
You're saying a good point. Let me explain what you're saying. According to what we just said, you know what you could do? If you're buying a gift for someone, right? And we said before that if you're buying him, you're going to do the tvila before he gets it. It's not considered tevila. But there is a way to do it. Very good. And that is, zachin lo le'adam shelo b'fanav. Like we do for a bar mitzvah boy, when we want to give him a gift on Shabbat. There are opinions on Shabbat, we don't give gifts because we don't do kinyanim on Shabbat. So the halakha states, Rav Ovadia writes in Hilchos Da'at, the best way to do it, the rabbi or the whoever it is that's going to be giving the gift, before Shabbat, pick it up and say, I am being makneh, I am acquiring this gift to so-and-so, it's considered already his, even though he doesn't know about it. Why? Because of this rule that we said, Zachin lo le'adam shelo bifanav. So you're right. You can take the kli that you're buying as a gift, pick it up, du hagbaha, say, hareni makne kli ze lechaveri peloni ben peloni, even though he doesn't know about it, it's his. Once it's his, oh, now you could take it to the mikveh, because let's say you know he's not going to do the tvila, and you do it for him, and this way you are causing a double zechut for him, a double zachin. Number one, you're giving him a gift. Number two, you're also giving him the gift of the mitzvah of tevilat kelim. You have to do the kinyan, you pick it up. It's only a matter of picking it up and saying, I am kone for the person, and you do for him.
The owner of the store can do the same thing.
The owner of the store...
To all my customers, I'm always for my customer.
But it's different. Efshar, but it's different in that case. Because over there, according to many opinions, fundamentally it's patu from tvila. Since the whole purpose of those kelim is only for parnasa, it's only for customers, it's not really le'achila u'shtiya of the ba'al ha'bayit, so yeah, he owns them. But what does he own them for? Not for his household. He owns them for business. Owning them for business, according to many opinions, make it that it's not chayav in tvila, so there's no reason to be makne. But in this case, you're getting him a gift, right? So if before his ownership, don't do the tvila, you want to make him an owner first, it's easy. Zachino le'adam, pick it up, be makne for him, and now you could do tvila for him. Excellent. Excellent. So you're saying that in the case of the restaurant, you risk that kind of...
You don't know who's going to be the buyer.
Okay, good point. All right.
This buyer is not going to do it for now. It is my buyer.
Well, then you're right. Listen. If you know that the person is coming to you, he's down the block, and he's going to buy it, and you want to do the tefillah for him, so yeah, you already makne for him. This could work also. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the restaurant, by the way. Yeah, in that case, you could. But who is the owner of a store who knows, you know, that he's buying, unless he already called you up or something? Good point. The next time, Be'ezrat Hashem, the last talk in this, not the second to last, when we continue tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem, the question, the halakha will be, what happens if you are a guest at someone's home, and you know he did not do tevilat kelim, are you allowed to eat there or not? That's the next question.